So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. So let's talk to you about live streaming. We live stream quite a bit, as you probably know, at least three times a week. At least we should be doing. Sometimes we don't, but usually we do. The only times that we don't is because we've got people here at the villa, and normally our live stream here, which is on our basically our terrace just next to the swimming pool. But we're just getting a studio built downstairs, so we should be a lot more consistent on that live streaming. And honestly, it makes a difference. We've got a product, for example, which is like a £27 product. Whenever I post more content, we sell more copies of that product. Even though I'm not talking about that product, people are looking at me, they're going on the website, they have a look, find it, they click it, they buy it. The more content you put out, the more you're going to sell. It's as simple as that. So how do you do this on a budget then? Well, a couple of things. First of all, you don't have to live stream. This is not a live stream video. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, this wasn't live streamed at the time. This is recorded on my Canon M50, which is a £600 camera. It's not even that expensive to buy. But if you haven't got a £600, it is expensive, okay? So you don't need to use a fancy camera like this. And this is a cheap DSLR camera anyway. So, but you don't need to spend a lot of money. And still, the quality is very good. But let's cover what you can do instead of spending 600 quid on a camera. This little device with my Star Wars man on the back of it is my iPhone 5S. And I don't know if you can see that. Yeah, will it zoom? Will it focus on that? You can see how cracked that screen is. This screen, it's not charged up yet, so it won't work. But this screen has had a lot of abuse. It's been dropped so many times. But we can just put that into a tripod and a holder. And we can set the camera still, like the camera that you're looking through right now. Or it's so small and light, it's really easy just to walk around and actually hold the camera and point it at things and point it at yourself. It's really easy to do. If you're walking, however, you're going to get these kind of jumpy, very uneven videos. So what you can do instead is you can buy this device, which is called an Osmo Mobile 3. It's got my Samsung 9, I think it is, in there right now, which again is an old phone, but there's no reason for me to upgrade. I've got a fancy camera here. I don't need to upgrade this phone. I literally pay £10 a month on my mobile phone bill. Yes, I'm a tight northerner. It was £65, and then end of contract, we dropped it to £10, saves £55. That's what, £600 a year? That pays for the brand new camera, I guess, or a holiday at Centre Parks. Not that you can get a holiday at Centre Parks for 600 quid, but you know what I mean. But this device, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, but it will still stay normally. I don't know why it's doing that, but anyway, it should still stay fairly steady. That's the word I'm looking for, because basically it's a steady cam. It's got some tools on here, so I can move it around manually like that, as you can see. But then also I've got it onto a little stand, so I can just plonk it onto a stand. You can even set it up to do some funky stuff, like you can set it on a table and you can put a square around you, and as you're walking around, the camera will move, tilt and pan to follow you around. That's quite funky. Obviously, you need to think about the microphone and the sound and all of that kind of thing. But you don't need a lot of money, okay? The other thing that I do like is this Logitech 920C, about £60. And it comes with a USB device, which is really cool because everyone's got a USB. So you plug in the USB there. The microphone is up here, so you can just talk to the camera. This is pretty much how we live stream on everything, using the Logitech 920. I've had that camera a number of years, and you can still buy them. It's the best one that they do. You can get a Brio, which is like £300, but honestly, I don't think you need to. You're streaming anyway, so the quality of the stream will go down because it's about the throughput of the bandwidth of the internet, not necessarily the quality of the camera. If you are going to record to camera, I would suggest that you get a camera like this one, but you can still record in HD on your little phone, which is amazing, right? You might be limited on how long you can record for, but you can still record in HD. The difference here is that the lens that I'm using on this main camera is a Canon lens, and it's a £600 camera, so obviously the lens is going to be better. This is a, well, it was a £1,000 phone, I guess, the iPhone 5S. You can pick up for 50 quid. The camera won't be as good, okay? It won't let as much light in. The CCD, which is on the back of the camera, which determines how much light gets to it, that's important too. But, like, we're on about doing this on a budget. We don't need to be Hollywood right here. We just need to be live. And for you to start live streaming on a budget, anyone can do it. Literally, you just need this piece of junk. You don't need any of the extra equipment. You can just hold it. You can set it up against some books, you know, to hold it still, whichever way. And it should be landscape, not portrait. It drives me insane. Unless you're filming on something like Instagram, which portrait is fine. But for Facebook and everything else, YouTube, it should be that way around. People are watching this stuff on YouTube. We have YouTube built into our TV as an app on our smart Samsung TV. So my little one watches YouTube all day long when she watches TV. So we watch things like The LeBrant Family and Super Cooper, which is a dog, Super Cooper Sunday, which she's five and she absolutely adores. So you should be recording in landscape, not vertical, unless specifically you're going live on Instagram or even Snapchat. But everything else should be horizontal. And that's it. That's how you live stream on a budget. Go do it. What are you waiting for? Speak to you on the next video. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.